A talk about clarity by Frank Ostrzeski during Cottonwood Retreat in 2013.
I wanted to clear up something that might be a misperception. I may have contributed to it. With the emphasis on the poisons, on the defilements, we may think that this is all we should be looking for, or all we should be noticing. But I want very much for us to recognize that this is not all that's going on, although it may seem that way sometimes. So please notice the attitude of mind that's here when it's not a defilement, when it's curious or calm or joyful or clear. Yeah? Please notice this attitude of mind as well and feel the effect of that attitude of mind, just as we feel the effect of one of the poisons, the presence of one of the poisons. Yeah? So is that really clear, just so we don't get thinking that our job is to root out the poisons and that's all that's there? Some people came in and have talked to me about this, and I realized they may have a misunderstanding about that. The reason we're putting the emphasis on them is because often they're the boulder that blocks our view. And actually, all of the other essential qualities of our nature are already there, ready to be seen. It's just that they're obscured, often, by the presence of one of the poisons. So we put a lot of emphasis on the poisons. Yeah. The second thing I wanted to come back to is just something about awareness itself. And Terry's going to speak about that some juncture. So I won't go into a great thing about it, but there's something I realize that comes up for people a lot in the sitting, particularly in the first few days of the sitting, that is important. The work of inner development, we could say, or spiritual practice, can be seen as a freeing or an expansion of awareness, a continuous freeing and expansion of awareness. But in that process, it's particularly important to be attentive to the arising of the critic or the judge, whether that's coming toward yourself or toward another. We've spoken about this many times, so I won't go into great detail about that. But without really recognizing and skillfully working with the critic, it would be very difficult for our awareness to expand. And part of the reason for that is that our personality, our sense of self, is maintained. In psychology, we'd call it the superego, or we'll just say the critic or the judge here for simplicity. This is maintaining the sense of personality. Yeah? And so the status quo is kept in place by the critic. And one of the ways it does that is by keeping what is unconscious, unconscious. And in the meditation practice, what can happen is what is unconscious can start to come to the surface. And what happens is the critic steps in, and starts enforcing these defensive mechanisms that keep unconscious, unconscious. Yeah? So psychologically, it's the enforcer, we could say. We need to understand this process of repression in order to allow awareness to relax and to expand. What happens with the sense of self is when the presence of this judge or critic is here, the sense of self gets anxious. The ego gets anxious and it shrinks. It closes down. It closes all the doors. And you can actually feel this impact on the awareness. It's like all the doors shut down in order to maintain status quo. So, I wanted to bring your attention particularly to this aspect of our nature, of our personality, that does this, that closes all the doors, that actually shrinks or prohibits the expansion of awareness. So you can be on alert for this. The basic thing that happens is simply something starts to show up. It's unfamiliar. We get anxious about it or cautious about it. Sometimes we don't even know that that's happening. And in that process, this shutting down starts to occur. So you can be alert to that, to the noticing the sound of your voice and the way in which you're labeling things, the way in which you're relating to your experience. You can notice if there's an emotional flavor of anxiety or nervousness that's there. You can feel it energetically in the body as a kind of tightening or tension. These are things that will help you to recognize the presence of the critic in this process. One more thing. With awareness, there's the possibility of seeing and understanding what's true, to understand the truth of our self, of our nature. And because understanding and awareness are possible, freedom and happiness are possible. So the correct way, if you will, or the helpful way, is to do this practice with a constant sense of interest. I've used the word curiosity. I'd like to use the word interest here also. Really being interested in knowing the truth. This is a tremendous support for our practice. This is the expression of love in our practice. A deep interest in knowing what's true. When there's someone we love, we want to know everything about them, right? And this is a way to hold ourselves in the practice, to regard ourselves in the practice. I want to know everything about you. I want to know the whole truth. Everything. So I will stay interested. I will. And when I find my interest waning, I'll recognize that and come back. Yeah? So there's a difference between trying to achieve a certain goal or come to a certain state or transcend some experience. That's quite different than the intention or the motivation of loving the truth. States will come and go. States come and go. All kinds of extraordinary things and difficult things come and go. Love the truth. And then whatever comes, it's in the service of that. Service of that intention. So in these early days, it's very common for our critic to come in, slam bang, close the process down. And also, we can get distracted from what our primary purpose is. And our primary purpose, I'd like to suggest for you, that our primary purpose is to know the truth, to love the truth, to be interested in the truth. Okay, thank you very much.